Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Rough times for the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. He's got so many people, even in his own party, telling him to resign. Yesterday, a report came out by the Attorney General up there saying that the governor of New York sexually harassed several female staffers that were on his staff. And there are a bunch of women who said that they were sexually harassed by the governor of New York. And he came out saying that he disagrees with this, that he never, ever sexually harassed any woman. He says he's just he's a hugger. He's that type of guy. But you know how times have changed in our country. And there's a lot of guys, especially older guys, who used to do things like that. They'd hug women and they'd grab them. It was a different time in our country where even though it was always creepy, things like that used to happen. And like I said, there are still a lot of older guys who are like the governor of New York when they meet someone new, a new woman or when they see an attractive woman that they've known for a while, that's how they would always introduce themselves or say hi. A lot of times, a hug, and during the hug, maybe a squeeze. There's a lot of older guys. That's just how they are. That's how they always were. Because things used to be different in America. You know, so in the last few years with the hashtag MeToo movement, how so much is changing in our country.
So back in those days when men used to go up and when they hug women and grope them a little bit, was it reciprocated? Like when women introduced themselves to men, did they go out the way to hug the man and maybe squeeze the man a little bit? Or was it always one-sided? It was always the man that was overly affectionate when he introduced himself to a woman.
There may have been some on the other side, but I know for a fact that there's a lot of older guys in our country who are just like the governor of New York. That's how it's always been.
But does that make it okay?
Of course not.
All right.
It's not okay. And even though the president of the United States is telling him, hey, dude, you should resign. there are so many people telling him to resign, but he won't. The independent probe into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple women both in and out of state government. Investigators focused on the allegations of 11 women. Again, many of them worked for him. They worked in his office. And yesterday, the allegations of 11 women detailed in a blistering 165-page report that came out yesterday by the state of New York's Attorney General's office. While sexual misconduct claims from 7 women have previously been made public, the report includes new details, including how Governor Cuomo harassed a state trooper who served on his security detail. He's 63 years old now, and he pushed back on the report, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Maybe in his mind, that's what he's thinking. But if you're, there are lots of guys who are handsy. That's how they are, and that's how things have always been for them. But times have changed over the last few years, and even in his mind, he's thinking he did nothing wrong. Maybe just that's how he always was.
I can kind of get the point of how times have changed. I remember I was watching this old movie. I forget the name of it. Maybe one of the listeners know, but it's a movie where Richard Pryor played this guy, like this rich kid bought Richard Pryor as a toy. So he's hanging out with this little kid. But in the movie, like, they showed scenes with Richard Pryor would, like, rub the boy's head, or the boy would sit on Richard Pryor's lap, or they'd walk hand in hand. And it was a different time. Like, back then, it was completely innocent. Even though this was a grown-ass man being affectionate with this young boy, nobody looked at it like, oh, he's being a creep. It was just how things were. But nowadays, if they couldn't film a movie like that with a boy sitting on the guy's lap, or they're walking hand in hand down the street, or the man is piggybacking the boy on top of his neck, it looks weird now. But I know in context, back then it wasn't a big deal, you know. But now it's like, oh my God, that's creepy.
No, that's a good analogy that of how things have changed over the years. You know, we have mentioned on the show on more than one occasion how there are words that you just can't say or use anymore. You know, we talked about it, was it yesterday, with the actor Matt Damon, how a few months ago in his own home, he used the F word while he was telling a joke or a story to his daughter, the F word being the word that's derogatory towards gay guys. And his daughter couldn't believe that her father used that word and said, Dad, you can't use that word. And then Matt Damon, in an interview he did promoting his new movie, told that story, how his daughter told him he can't say it. And he said, well, when I was growing up in Boston, everybody used that word. But times have changed.
But that also makes me think women probably have always had a problem with it. They just now have the voice to say so. Maybe even back in the old Western days in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, when men were a bit hands-on, women probably had a problem with it, but they probably felt like they didn't have the power to say, I don't really like this. But now, you know, maybe it is a good thing that we kind of stay our distance and just kind of fake high five when we meet somebody.
And with a bunch of these women who accused the New York governor of this, it wasn't just squeezing and groping. There were women who used to work for him that said when he would hug them, he kissed them on their lips.
Oh, no. See,
without warning. Inside of his office.
Oh no! Now that's going beyond just greeting you. That's more than just a happy, hey, how you doing? Kissing him on the lips. That's intimacy.
I mean, imagine that. You're a woman working for a governor. You're working for a big political bigwig, and you're in his office, and he hugs you and he kisses you on your lips. I mean, that's, and again, maybe in his mind he's just thinking, That's how it's always been. You know, I come from an Italian family. We've always been very physical, and that's a. But times have changed. I mean, he's creepy. He's a creep. That's what he is. And there are lots of older guys. That's how they've always been. They're creeps.
This text says the name of that movie I was thinking about is The Toy. The Toy. About, yeah, all right. Thanks,
yeah, Texas. The Richard Pryor movie, The Toy.
Stupid, as I said the word toy and I was describing the movie, thinking it would have popped into my head. But I don't mind it. I don't mind. I know we're it's a different times, but I think that's a legitimate thing. Hey, stay your distance when you meet somebody new. You don't invade people's personal space. So I get like Chris Cuomo. I don't know which. One of the Cuomos, one of them. I get that he's trying to say, hey, I didn't mean anything by it, but at the same time, yeah, you have to learn from stuff like that, though.
Well, Andrew Cuomo is the governor of New York. His brother, Chris Cuomo, is the guy who's got a show on CNN at night. And this report also said that he helped his brother and cover up some things. But I was just talking about the groping and the how he made many, many women feel uncomfortable. He says he's not going to resign. In his mind, he did nothing wrong. And they can't force him to resign. I don't know if they can remove him from office, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with the governor of New York, who, if you go back a year, when it came to coronavirus, he was one of the most famous faces in America talking about it. And they were, much of the media was lauding him as a hero. And boy, oh boy, to watch a political career over the last year come to an end is something. And then with this release of the report by the Attorney General's office in New York yesterday, man, rough times for the creepy governor of New York. We got a lot to do on the show this morning. LSU has a starting quarterback, and again, it's because of injury, but I think it's the right call. He's the young one who finished the season last year. We'll talk about that. We'll tell you about the rock and roll, the guy in a rock and roll band, a very popular band, who just was kicked out of his band because he wouldn't get the vaccination shot. We have a lot to get to on the show today. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Coleman was just saying something during that Poison song. He said, you know, I like it when a lot of these bands rock, but then we play ballads by some of these bands. And he said, this is a good song, but then we play Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison, and that's slow. I like to rock more. And I told Coleman, I said, look, man, I said, back in the day, especially with the 80s bands, when they'd release a new album, and this was all designed by the record company and the record companies, when one of those 80s rock bands would release an album, a new album, the first single they would release would rock. It would be up-tempo. It would be a rocker. And then the second single they would release would be a ballad because they figured the females liked the ballads and they wanted to get everybody buying the album. And then the third single would be a rocker again. And that's what... pretty much all the record companies did the same thing.
Yeah, but with Poison, it's a special case with me because there's no in-between. For me, when Poison rocks, they rocks. But when they do their ballads, to me, they completely suck. See, some like let's say Journey. Journey could get away with a ballad with me because, you know, Steve, he could just sing so well that even his ballads are acceptable. So when Journey rocks, they rock. Or when Queen rocks, they rock. But when they also do their little ballads, Bohemian Rhapsody or Lights, it's a slow,
well, you're
slow.
You're literally talking about two of the greatest voices in rock and roll.
Right,
when you're talking about Steve Perry and Freddie Mercury, you're talking about literally two of the greatest voices in rock and roll history. They may be the best two.
Right, all right, but even then, so but with Poison, when they do their slow ballads, I can't do it. It's like, oh man, let's say you never told me they were Poison, I didn't know. And you play Winds of Change, and you play Every Rose Has Its Thorns compared to what we just played, Nothing But a Good Time. I would think they were two completely different bands. You know, that's how separate I am on my opinion when it comes to Poison.
Well, Wind of Change, that's the Scorpions. But,
oh, Scorpions.
But
that
was, it was the
mean,
same
yeah.
way. It was the same was, way with that. I mean, that's just how it was. That's how they did things back then. I've got another story here, Coleman, about some guy who got so out of control on a recent flight, they had to duct tape him to his seat until the plane landed, and then he was arrested. You know, yesterday on our show, we talked about, and we posted the video of a flight on Sunday that left New Orleans for Austin, Texas, and a fight broke out.
That video's still on our website,
yeah,
right now,
too. By the way, if you haven't seen that video, it's something. It's on our website right now, bayou957.com. That fight was because what other passengers have said is because they got into an argument because the seat, one of the seats got stuck in a position and it didn't move. And so they started punching each other in the face, these two guys. And then a third guy got up to break up the fight. And then he started punching people after trying to break up the fight. Again, that video is wild. It's on our website right now at buyu957.com. But then on a flight, not long after that flight, this guy from Ohio, he got into a fight with several members of the Frontier Airlines crew. He's from Ohio. He's 22 years old. His name is Maxwell Berry.
Max.
And now he faces three counts of misdemeanor battery for groping and punching flight attendants on a Frontier Airlines flight the other day. This flight, he's from Ohio. This flight was going to Miami, Florida. And according to reports, this guy got so out of control, he was duct taped to his seat until the plane landed, where police arrested him. This flight was from Pennsylvania to Miami, Florida. He drank two alcoholic beverages, and he ordered a third. This is when a report says he brushed his cup that he was drinking booze out of. He brushed his cup against the buttocks of a female flight attendant for Frontier Airlines. After the flight attendant asked him not to touch her, she said, "Don't touch me." He then spilled his new drink on his shirt, and he went to the bathroom to clean up. But then he returned to his seat shirtless. So he took his shirt off in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then he walks out of the bathroom with no shirt on. Nobody wants to see that on an airplane.
I mean, unless he was Jason Momoa. Nobody would complain that Jason Momoa come out the bathroom with his shirt off.
And so he goes back to his seat shirtless. The flight attendant asked him to put his shirt back on. He got a new shirt from his luggage. He then walked around the plane and started to get friendly with another female flight attendant. Police say he groped both of those female flight attendants multiple times. Who is he, the governor of New York? When another flight attendant was asked to watch over Barry, a male flight attendant, he punched that flight attendant in the face.
Wow.
This has to be the booze talking now. Police say that passengers and crew members of the airline restrained him and duct taped him down to his seat. Can you imagine you're on a plane, you're going somewhere because you have to be someplace, and the next thing you know, you're helping the crew of the airplane with duct taping one of the passengers to his seat.
So now I'm wondering, who carries, is duct tape something customary that airplanes have just in case, like in the toolbox or something? So like a first aid kit, like they have it in their supply closet? Because I'm guessing, like, if you are on a flight and like the wing falls off, you can just duct tape the wing back onto the plane. So I'm guessing the airline just had duct tape available just in case, but instead of using it what they were supposed to do to seal cracks in a plane fuselage, they used it on a dude.
Hey, duct tape is handy.
Yeah, it is very handy.
It's very handy. I mean, if you have a problem with your button on your pants or your shorts or anything, if you got duct tape, you just.
I think this is a bad sign, because we were talking about unruly passengers yesterday with the Waldo fight out of New Orleans, with the guy who dressed like Waldo who wanted to break up the fight, and now this. And I just sent you something. I don't know if you got it. It's about that Daytona woman who exposed herself on her flight, and she had to get arrested. She was coming out of Daytona, and she was drunk. And I was reading that, and it says there's been three, so far this year, there's been 3,615 cases of unruly passengers on an airplane. So if this keeps up, man, it might just stop serving alcohol on flights.
Well, don't say that. But when we were talking about it yesterday, I had mentioned how recently, over the last few months, there has been a bunch of stories about unruly passengers on airplanes. I don't know what's going on. I think some of it has to do with people being forced to wear masks and they don't want to wear masks. Others have to do with alcohol. Some may be a combination of the both. But we have seen more unruly behavior on airplanes in these last few months than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, so far 3,615. That's what it says. The thing is, when the woman exposed herself, I don't think anybody complained. It was just her behavior. It had nothing to do with the fact that she exposed herself. Now, with the guy from Ohio, yeah, dude, he was doing too much. Put your shirt on, dude.
But then there's one other part of this story. Several of the crew members from Frontier Airlines were suspended for improperly restraining Barry during that flight with duct tape. I guess they're not allowed to duct tape passengers, even if they're out of control, to duct tape them to their seat. So Frontier Airlines suspended several of their crew members, although they told the news that they support all of their crew members. Quote, "We are supporting the needs of these team members and are working with law enforcement to fully support the prosecution of the passenger involved." That's what Frontier Airlines said in the statement.
Yeah, they're going to get justice for the employees, but they still didn't properly restrain him. That means in their code of conduct, the SOP, their standard operating procedures, there's probably actually a chapter on how to properly restrain unruly passengers, and they just didn't follow it.
Duct tape isn't in that chapter. But
yeah, they're going to get justice. They just can't keep the jobs. That's weird.
But they're probably thinking, what else could they do? I mean, here's a guy that groped two female flight attendants. He punched a third flight attendant in the face. And he didn't have a shirt on. I mean, at that point, He did put a new shirt on, and they duct taped him with his shirt on. It's not like they duct taped him shirtless, because that would hurt when you're pulling off the duct tape.
Yeah, somebody needs to sign a petition to help these flight attendants keep their jobs. I don't think they should be at fault. I get it, but this is an extreme situation. This is not a normal situation. I think they should get a pass. This text says, "Alcohol hits differently at high altitudes if you're not used to it."
Yes. Yeah, and as someone who used to fly a lot, I mean, I haven't flown as much recently as I used to. I mentioned this yesterday. Flying used to be a fairly fun experience. Now it's like, Jesus, what the hell's going on up there?
Man, if altitude does affect how intoxicated you get or how, you know, alcohol affects you, I might have to move to Colorado, man. Go to a Colorado bar and
do your day drinking and your night drinking at higher altitudes.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do, Coleman. All right. Oh, by the way, today's Wednesday. Today you do a day drinking video.
Yeah, day drinking.
That you
1 o'clock
that you do on the Bayou 95.7 Facebook page.
Yeah, it's hump day drinking on Wednesdays and regular day drinking on Saturdays. It's Facebook Live, so if you want to watch me get intoxicated and talk a bunch of nonsense, all you have to do is follow the Bayou 95.7 Facebook page around 1 o'clock, 1:15, then I just get started. I get drunk in front of your face and say stupid stuff. It's pretty entertaining, and it's interactive. That means you can text, comment, and I'll respond to you. It's
very interactive. Yeah, you do that. You started just one of those a week on Saturdays, and then our bosses asked you to do one on Wednesdays. From what I understand, they want you to do one every day, but I said, no, Coleman doesn't need to be day drinking every day.
Right.
So the 2 days, the Wednesday and the Saturday, are enough. And again, follow that on our radio station's Facebook page. Coming up on the show, another world record was broken last night in the Olympics. It's wild when world records are broken during the Olympics. LSU knows who their starting quarterback is going to be now. And a member of a big rock and roll band was just kicked out of that band because he didn't want to get the COVID vaccination shot. A lot of people are talking about that. We have a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Critics are slamming the new Disney movie, Jungle Cruise. To give you an idea how bad it is, even Johnny Depp walked out on it.
That's saying something.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. You know, AC/DC there. Do you know how popular AC/DC is?
I would say very.
Well, Coleman, not only are there AC/DC tribute bands all over the United States of America, but I have a friend who has been playing bass guitar in the same AC/DC tribute band up north for the last 30 years. That's his main source of income. That's how he supports himself and his family. They're called Back in Black. They're based out of Western Massachusetts. And he's been in that band for 30 years. And that has been, that's how he makes his money. That's how big AC/DC is.
I always wonder, like, with rock, all right, I grew up listening to rap, that it's acceptable to have tribute bands or rock impersonators. I couldn't imagine having an NWA cover band, like people dress up like Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and pretend to be Dr. Dre and Ice Cube and rap on stage. You can't get away with that in rap. Only rock is acceptable to have cover bands and tribute bands and impersonators. I remember we was talking about the mini Britney Spears and how hot she was and all that.
Oh, she was a dwarf.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man,
she was hot, too. But she was already taken. If she didn't already have a man in her life, I was going to ask her out that night that I met her.
Dude, you know
what? She's a Britney Spears impersonator who's a dwarf. Mini Britney.
You shoot your shot at her? Try to see if you could get a phone number or whatnot?
Well, during the conversation I was having with her, it came up that she had a man in her life. She had a boyfriend.
Oh, sorry. But you know, at some point, some of these tribute bands, they might be better than the original. When you think about, like, some of the singers and how their vocals, who's the one that's doing the resident? Who's doing the residency in Vegas right now? He had to walk off stage because he couldn't hang. Was it
David Lee Roth?
I think it was David Lee Roth, and he was trying to do jump, and he couldn't. So I'm quite sure there's a Van Halen tribute band out there that actually sounds better than the singer of the original Van Halen.
Yeah, but that shows you how big. And look, cover bands are cover bands. They go out and they play songs people like. You know, tribute bands, they sound exactly like AC/DC, and they kind of look a little bit like them. They don't look exactly like the guys in AC/DC, but they kind of look a little like them. But all that matters is that they sound like them. But that shows you how big AC/DC is here in the United States. That's been my friend. His name's Miguel. That's been Miguel's main job for 30 years. If you're just joining us, we were talking about an unruly airplane passenger who got arrested after groping two Frontier Airlines flight attendants. And then when they sent the male flight attendant over to him, he punched him in the face. And so the crew, the Frontier Airlines crew, along with some passengers, duct taped the man. He was on a flight from Pennsylvania to Miami, Florida. And while we were talking about that, Coleman sent me this story of a woman from Florida who got taken off a plane in Rapid City, South Dakota, a 41-year-old woman, because she exposed herself on a flight. And then after she was flashing her boobs at people, a police officer confronted her and she kicked him. And then they had to send more police officers to get her off the plane. And she was arrested. So it's not just men, but a drunken 41-year-old woman named Misty Justice Watkins.
That's not her real name. Misty Justice? That can't be her real name, huh?
Misty Justice Watkins. She's 41 years old. She's from Daytona Beach Shores, Florida. She was pulled off a plane in Rapid City, South Dakota. And that's why she was pulled off. And when you sent me the story, I looked up her mugshot, and it's,
You know what? I should have known.
Nothing to write home about.
I should have known that she wasn't a looker, because most women, when they flash their boobs, nobody would complain. But the fact that she flashed her boobs at people and the cops had to come get her, that should have let me know right then and there she must have had some unflattering boobs. Because who's going to call the police on some nice boobs?
Yeah, you're right about that.
It was Vince Neil of Motley Crue that walked off stage at the Vegas residency.
Well, that wasn't a Vegas residency. Vince Neil walked off stage at some show someplace else. But Vince Neil's been having a rough time.
David Lee Roth was at Vegas.
David Lee Roth was in
and
Vegas.
He was having vocal troubles. Yeah.
You know, Guns N' Roses, they started touring again. They played last night in Boston at Fenway Park. And Axl Rose's voice isn't sounding great right now. The band sounds really good, but his voice is not sounding real good. All right, coming up on the show next, it's the Big O segment, and a rock band just kicked one of their members out of the band because he didn't take the COVID vaccination shot. We'll tell you about it coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And since it's a few minutes after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O. The Offspring, a rock band who became big in the early to mid 90s. They're making headlines this morning because they just kicked their drummer out of the band because he wouldn't get a COVID vaccination shot. This drummer, and he wasn't their drummer during their heyday when they got big, but he has been their drummer since 2007. So he's been their drummer for a long time, for 14 years. His name is Pete Parada. And he just released a statement saying that he was kicked out of the band because he didn't, and he wouldn't, get the coronavirus vaccination shot. He says in his statement, "Since I am unable to comply with what is increasingly becoming an industry mandate, it has recently been decided that I am unsafe to be around, in the studio, and on tour. He doesn't have any ill feeling towards the rest of the band, The Offspring. But he said the risk of getting the COVID vaccination shot for him, quote, far outweigh the benefits, unquote. So here's a guy in a rock band who just lost his job because he wouldn't get the vaccination shot. And here we are now, August 2021, when we thought we had the worst of the coronavirus in our rearview mirror because of the Delta variant. A lot of people are getting it again. As a matter of fact, here in Louisiana, we have the most new coronavirus cases per capita out of any state in the United States of America. Yeah, we're number one. But this is something how, and there are restaurants and other places of business that are open that have signs on their doors saying you either have to have a mask to come in or you have to show us you've been vaccinated, proof of vaccination. Hell, here in Louisiana, starting today, Wednesday, our governor said that any building in the state that you go in where there are other people in the building, you have to wear a mask. They have a mask mandate. The mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, said that late last week here in the city. Although there's one parish president that says, you don't have to do that here. West Feliciana, Louisiana. He says no mask mandates here in this parish. He said our parish has the highest percentage of people who have been vaccinated out of every parish in Louisiana. So he says there's no mask mandate here. Doesn't matter what the governor says. And I know that there are many places of work where the higher ups, the people in charge, are telling their employees, look, you've got to get a coronavirus shot. And I know there are some people that aren't happy about that. What do you think about The Offspring, the band, kicking out their drummer for not getting vaccinated? Look, the boss of that band is the singer, Dexter Holland. His real name is Brian Holland, but he's so smart. From when he was a kid, he got the nickname Poindexter. I mean, I think he's got a molecular biology degree. He's also a pilot. I mean, he's the singer of The Offspring is a really, really smart guy. And he's the leader of that band. That's his band. Matter of fact, him and the guitar player, Noodles, are the two guys who have been there, the only two guys who have been there from the beginning, at least when they got big. And what's interesting about that, Noodles, the guitar player, he was a janitor before The Offspring got big and made it. Well, someone so smart, Dexter Holland, the singer, hooking up with a janitor to be his guitar player and then start The Offspring.
Talent comes in different forms.
So in that band, I guess they're saying,
you got to keep them vaccinated.
Well, again, the whoever's in charge of the band, Dexter Holland, his band, he can do what he wants, just like businesses that, you know, restaurant owners, and they it's their place. They can do what they want. But there are a bunch of people who are upset about this because they're saying that his personal freedom is being trampled on.
Yeah. This text says, it's not that he refused to get it. His doctors told him not to because he has a disease that puts him at risk of dying if he gets the vaccine.
Well, what he said in his statement, Texter, was getting the shot for him far outweighs the benefits.
All right, so that could possibly be that he has something, a pre-existing condition that does put him at risk for the vaccine, which is why he's not holding it personally. Like, he's not upset with the band for making the decision they had to make. He's just accepting his station in life and saying, well, it is what it is.
Yeah, he says the risks of getting the shot for him far outweigh the benefits. And if that's the case, that totally sucks that he lost his job.
Well, the people who his band, they have to look out for what they believe is their safety as well. So either way, I can see both sides of the story. Like, the drummer can't take the vaccine because he's at risk of what may happen with the side effects of the vaccine, and the band doesn't want to take the risk of possibly spreading the Delta variant or whatever. So both parties just had to have a mutual standoff. Like, look, I agree that you're trying to save your life, and we agree that you're trying to save your life. So both people are interested in saving lives. So nobody's wrong in this instance, in my opinion.
Well, this is one of those issues where you can see both sides of the argument.
It's not an argument, though. That's the thing. It's not an argument. It's just a mutual, hey, look, we have to part ways because of the circumstances of what's going on. They're not arguing, you know. It's just unfortunate.
No, but, well, there's a lot of people on social media who are arguing.
Not those people. I was always going to argue.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are arguing about this. You know, the experts tell us that the fastest way to get back to normal and the fastest way to stop this thing from spreading is to get vaccinated. But there are a bunch of people who do not want to get vaccinated, and here in Louisiana, we're right up there with Mississippi as being the least vaccinated state in the United States. I know our bosses where we work, here, the company that owns our radio station, they want us to get vaccinated. They have told us. And if we don't get vaccinated, they want us wearing a mask here at work. Well, how do you feel about this if you're listening right now? Offspring kicking out their drummer for not getting vaccinated. Text us. 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And please don't text while you're driving. Again, it's like Coleman and I were just talking about. Hey, who's ever in charge of the band, that's their right. And this guy, the drummer of the band, I mean, that's his right, too. Especially if he says the risks far outweigh the benefits for him. Text us what you think about this and the situation we're in. And we'll, if your text's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? You know who's 40 years old today? The American Duchess, Meghan Markle. I know there are some people that don't like her. They think she whines a lot. and complains a lot. And she almost broke up the royal family. But happy birthday to Duchess Meghan. She's 40, and I think she's incredibly attractive. She never embraced the royal etiquette. She resented curtsying before Duchess Kate. And she also resented having to leave the toilet seat up for Duchess Camilla. She's 40 today. Coming up next, your texts on the band The Offspring kicking out their drummer for not getting a COVID shot. Your text on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment was the band The Offspring kicked out their drummer because he wouldn't get a COVID vaccination shot. And obviously this issue has people at odds. And look, The Offspring could do what they want. The leader of the band, Dexter Holland, it's his band. He can do what he wants. Although the drummer, and his name is Pete Parada, he said the risks of getting the coronavirus shot for him far outweigh the benefits. So I guess he has some health issues.
Right. His doctor instructed him, well, based on what the text says, his doctor instructed him not to take the vaccine because he has a pre-existing condition that puts him at risk for taking the vaccine. So it wasn't like he refused. It's that he figured he couldn't because it'll put him at greater risk.
And it stinks that he lost his job. He's been the Offspring's drummer since 2007. And look, I know this issue is divisive. I realize the experts tell us we should get the vaccination shot. But there are a lot of people that just flat out don't believe the experts. They think the experts are stupid. There are some people that think this whole thing is made up. This whole thing is political. I get it. I understand the division. But we asked you to text us your thoughts on the Offspring kicking their drummer out of the band for this reason.
But his first text said, this is Eric, I'll try to go out as the drummer spot. He'll try out for the drummer spot. This text says, the drummer of Offspring has a winnable lawsuit against his former band. I don't think it's necessary because it doesn't seem like they burned any bridges. It was more like a mutual thing, like, hey, I can't do this because of my situation. And Offspring was like, well, we can't keep you around. So I think when you said he got kicked out, I think that's kind of making it more aggressive than the situation actually
is. Well, he said, well, it's the only way to say it, but he said he has no ill feeling towards the band.
Yeah, it wasn't like they burned any bridges. It's the unfortunate circumstance. It wasn't like they argued and fought about it.
And to the texter, I don't think he has a lawsuit. I mean, he came in the band in 2007, long after the band was already formed and successful. The leader of the band could do whatever he wants. Just like the guy who owns the restaurant could tell you, you can't come in here because I don't like the way you look. It's his restaurant. He could tell you whatever he wants to tell you. You know, this has to hurt the self-esteem of the drummer.
This text says, if he's the only one who isn't vaccinated, why is he at risk to them? I was thinking about that. Like, if he's the drummer, I'm assuming he doesn't have to sing. He doesn't have any background vocals. So why can't he just drum with a mask on or put the drum set behind a plexiglass and just have the sound man to work the acoustic to make it sound like there's so many workarounds they could have used. They could have isolated the drum in this only the drummer booth, or they could have had the drummer drum with a mask on.
They told him that he is unsafe to be around in the studio and on tour.
Yeah. This last text said, this is Christina from Abita Springs. If that's what it takes, I just want to go back to normal life. These people not getting vaxxed need to think about what they're doing. He probably got other vaccines with no side effects. But if it's here's the thing, too. When it comes to those who choose not to get unvaccinated, it makes it seem like they're not thinking about it. Maybe these people who don't get vaccinated have thought about it, and they've come to the conclusion that it wasn't worth what they feel or the risk. So it's not like they're being selfish and, it's not like they're being selfish or blind to the facts. They probably have thought about it. They've considered it. They went back and forth, and they decided, and they come to their own personal conclusion. You know what? I'm not going to take it because of whatever reason they decided.
Well, thank you for the text, Christine, and thank you for listening. Look, I didn't want to get the shot either. I didn't want to get vaccinated, but I did, because that's what the quote-unquote experts are telling us is the quickest way for us to get life back to normal. And that's what I want more than anything. I want life to be back to normal. I can't imagine people missing more work or things like that. So anyway, look, and again, the band, who's ever in charge of the band, they can do whatever they want. And just like any business owner could put up a sign saying, we don't want you in here because of A, B, C, D. He give you all kinds of different reasons why they don't want you in their business. It's their business. They can do that. That's what they can do. They own the business. So thank you for the texts. And we got a lot of texts of people that are just pissed off about this whole thing. There's a lot of people out there that they're not buying anything that is being told to us right now. So and that's their opinion, and they have the right to have that opinion as well. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you. I don't know if you're paying much attention to the Olympics, but I'm keeping my eye on it. Like I said, I'm a sports fan, and every 4 years, when you see these Olympians get together, the world's best athletes, and these are sports, most of them that we only care about every 4 years. When you see things like gymnastics and swimming and things like that, it's wild to watch the best in the world do what they do. And in some of these races, especially swimming and running, when they're separated by 1/100th of a second, 2 or 3 1/100ths of a second, it's incredible. And have you seen the world's sexiest athlete? We've got her pictures on our website at bayou957.com. She's a runner from Germany. Her name is Alicia Schmidt.
She's a babe.
And she's 22 years old. And it's very easy to see why many people call her the world's sexiest athlete. She was supposed to run a few nights ago on Saturday night. She was set to compete for her first Olympic medal in the women's 4x400 mixed relay, but she didn't see any action because the mixed team was disqualified for making contact with the Jamaican team.
Oh. What kind of contact were they making?
I don't know. I could see how a lot of people would want to make contact with her. But she still has a chance to run in the 4x400 relay, which is Friday. Again, team got disqualified in the 4x400 mixed relay, but she still could run in the 4x400 relay.
This is getting interesting. All right, so the team, the German team, got disqualified for making contact with the Jamaican team, right? So that's one female team making contact with another female team?
Well, it was the mixed. It was the mixed relay.
Oh, so is men and women together?
That's what the mixed is.
Oh. All right.
You know, there's been some Olympic athletes who've been disqualified that I've seen for some crazy stuff. There was one person who was running in an event. I don't know if it was the 100 or if it was the 400 meter hurdles. It was one man, and he got disqualified because he started too soon. He started before the gun went off.
Okay.
and they stopped everything, and then he has to leave. He's not even allowed to run at that point. I saw one diver go in feet first. Yeah, imagine the Olympics. You know, you practice every day for 4 years for this, and then you show up, and you make a mistake that massive where you dive and you end up going in feet first. That was unbelievable. So I've seen a few instances like that, but hopefully we'll see the world's sexiest athlete run on Friday, which was like yesterday here because it's over in Tokyo, Japan, the Olympics.
I have to be honest with you, John. You know I love women. That's like one of my favorite things in the world. And I'm looking at Schmidt. Her face is stunning. She is a beautiful woman. However, when it comes to her body, you and I disagree on this a lot. I'm from the South. I need meat on my bones. Like, she's too toned and frail for me. Like, when don't get me wrong, I know she's an athlete. I know she runs really, really fast. And she has muscular legs. But they're just too thin for my taste. Like, every time I envision myself doing sex with her, it feels like I'm doing martial arts with nunchucks. Like, I'm just flicking. Like, I can just flick her all around my body because she's almost weightless and frail and thin that I could twist in knots. I could do all kinds of stuff with her. But I need some resistance. I need a chick with thick thighs. You know, a nice-sized derriere. A woman that can stand outside in a Class 1 hurricane and survive. This chick looks like she couldn't. If a wind blows, she'll fall over.
Think of that Def Leppard song. She's too small. Too small for Coleman, too small. You know, she looks like a supermodel.
Yeah, like a skinny-ass supermodel. You're right, she does. She looks exactly like a skinny-ass supermodel. But her face is beautiful. Don't let me, I will still do sex with her, I'm just saying. She might not come out the other end the same way she came in because she's an athlete. I give her that, but man, I need some meat.
She's a stunner, and it's very easy to see.
Are we gonna get in trouble for sexualizing Olympic athletes?
Well, I was just gonna say, look, I know these women, they're there for athletic competition. That's why they're there, and we're supposed to be impressed with their athletic ability.
Which I am.
And I am, too. But when someone is called the world's sexiest athlete, you have to look, don't you?
It's not like she's shy. Like, she has an Instagram page, and we got some of the pictures of her Instagram page. So it's not like she's shy about being sexy.
No, we've got a couple of her pictures on our website right now at Bayou957.com, and she has over 2.3 million people following her on her Instagram page.
I wonder if there's like a male Olympian that gets mad when women sexualize him. Like, stop talking about my biceps and my chest. Like there's some dude that does the little rings and stuff like that, has the arms and the chest, and women are like, ooh, look at his chest. And he's like, man, stop sexualizing me and just appreciate my gymnast skills.
Hey, in 1976, a lot of women sexualized Bruce Jenner when he won the decathlete, when she won the decathlete back then. But this 22-year-old German runner, Alicia Schmidt, commonly referred to as the world's sexiest athlete, and hopefully we'll get to see her run at the end of the week, because she is on Germany's women's 4x400-meter relay team, and that's where we'll hopefully see her. You know,
that's probably how she learned to run so fast. So many men were hitting on in Germany that she kept running away from them in bars.
Couldn't be. That's how she got so quick. You know, the last two nights, Coleman, there have been world records broken at the Olympics by both the men and the women in the same sport. The 400-meter hurdles. Two nights ago, two men broke the world record. Not just the winner, but the American who came in second. They both broke the world record for the 400-meter hurdles.
Yeah, imagine being second place and you broke
a world record.
You broke
the world record. I know. How much? You're like, damn. But the guy from Norway won that two nights ago, the 400-meter hurdles. He broke the world record, and the American who came in second, he broke the world record too. And then last night in the women's 400-meter hurdles, an American woman broke she broke the world record. Sydney McLaughlin from New Jersey. She broke the women's world record in the 400-meter hurdles. Pretty exciting when you see world records broken like that. When you're just sitting on your couch, watch, oh, the Olympics are on. Yeah, I'll see what's going on. Oh, wow, this person just broke the world record. And it happened two nights in a row.
This text says, Coleman, you are crazy. That girl is fine as hell. Like, you turn her down. I'm not saying I would turn her down. I'm just saying her body type is just not my preference. I would totally do sex with her. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of like, you know how, like, I prefer Popeye's chicken. That's my favorite. But, of course, I would eat, you know, churches, and I would eat Chick-fil-A. I wouldn't turn it down at all. I would not turn it down. I'm just saying I like a little bit more meat.
Yeah, when it comes to women, Coleman prefers thickness.
Yeah. Think like Tina Turner thighs, you know, something like that. Beyonce's thighs, those thick thighs.
No, but are you kidding? I look at the world's sexiest athlete, Alicia Schmidt, the German runner, and I think, and I've said this before, I'm on record, and it's not being sexist, but I think an attractive woman like that, I think that's God's greatest creation, and then the sun is second. But I think she's stunningly beautiful, and she's fast too. So hopefully we'll get to see her run at the end of the week. I don't know.
Apparently they're attracted to Jamaicans.
Well, they lost out on an event because they made contact with them before the event started. That happened the other night. So anyways, and then congratulations also to Simone Biles. She came back for one last event yesterday. The greatest American female gymnast ever. Many say the greatest gymnast, female gymnast ever. She came back and she did the balance beam and she won the bronze medal for that. So good. That balance beam is unbelievable. When you see them do backflips on a balance beam, most of us could not stand on a balance beam. We couldn't get up and stand on a balance beam. They're doing backflips with no hands. And they're landing on the balance beam.
Yeah, last time I tried to balance like that, it was on a line in the middle of the street, and I was taking a sobriety test. I passed, though.
Jeez. All right, coming up. So go check out her pictures if you haven't seen what she looks like, the world's sexiest athlete, on our website at Bayou957.com. Coming up, I still have the dumbest thing I read all morning, and LSU has a starting quarterback, and it's the same reason why they had a different starting quarterback last year. Hang out for those and more here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Well, we know who is going to be LSU's quarterback this season. It was down to two guys. It was either going to be senior Miles Brennan or sophomore Max Johnson. But just like last year, Miles Brennan got hurt. Miles Brennan recently broke his arm, had successful surgery, but he's out. And Max Johnson.
Johnson.
The left-handed sophomore is going to be the starter. Last year, Miles Brennan was the starter his junior season, and he played well in the beginning of the season, but then he got hurt. And then LSU used one freshman, and then they removed him, and then they brought in Max Johnson, and he ended up securing the job for the remainder of last season. And Max Johnson.
Johnson.
Will be your starter for the LSU Tigers this year. It sucks for Miles Brennan, but staying healthy is part of the gig. Being able to be out there is a big part of the job.
Can we take a moment to appreciate how cool that name is? It's like an old traditional hardcore name, Max Johnson. It's like Maximum Johnson, like Maximum Johnson. I think that's pretty awesome. It's because I think we're straying away from those hardcore names like Butch and Duke and Max.
And we have names now like Miles Brennan
and Caden and stuff like that. We need Caden, to get back to those Max Jayden days. Yeah,
yeah, all that. Yeah,
Max Johnson.
He looked good last year when he played. And ESPN just released their preseason top 10. Alabama is number one. LSU's not in the top 10. There are three SEC teams in the top 10. LSU is in one of them, according to ESPN. They've got Alabama, they've got Georgia, they've got Texas A&M. So I love football. I can't wait. And MJ is going to be your starter for the LSU Tigers. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Somebody did something idiotic at the zoo that made news. Wait till you hear what this dope did. That's next on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. That song right there, Don't You Forget About Me, will always remind people of a movie. The Breakfast Club. That's one of those songs where you hear it, it's the first thing you think about. John Osterlund here with you. And it's time now for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Jaguar at Florida Zoo injures man who climbed barrier and taunted the animal. This happened, of course, in Florida, at a Florida zoo.
You would think it'd be Jacksonville.
It is Jacksonville, Florida.
Ah, there you go.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
There you go.
Yeah, Coleman, a man was injured by a jaguar at a Florida zoo after climbing over a barrier and moving too close to the animal's enclosure. This happened the other day at the Range of the Jaguar display at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens. The man was hospitalized, luckily, with non-life-threatening injuries. When they take care of his injuries, they should move him down to the psychiatric ward of the hospital.
Or central lockup.
Well, here's what he did. The man climbed over a waist-high safety barrier that puts about 4 feet of empty space between zoo visitors and the jaguar's exhibit fence. The man then began taunting the jaguar and reached his hand through the fence. The 12-year-old big cat named Harry swiped at the man's hand. Of course he did. You're sticking your arm and your hand inside through a fence where there's a jaguar. So the 12-year-old feline, Harry, swiped at the man, injured him.
Hiya!
You know, zoo officials said the big cat was acting as part of his normal behavior for a wild animal. They also, officials also confirmed that that very jaguar, Harry, was involved in a fight that left another jaguar dead earlier this year.
Oh, so maybe the man was taunting that jaguar. Because I was wondering, like, why the jaguar? Let's say you go to the zoo, right, and you have it on your mind, you want to throw hands with one of the animals. So do you pass up, like, the elephant display? Like, no, I don't want to get into it with the elephant. Then you pass up the gorillas, and you're like, nah. Then you go to the lions, and you're like, maybe. But then when you get to the jaguars, it's like, all right, I'm going to hop in this one because I can take a jaguar, right? But now that you've told me that Harry already decimated another jaguar, maybe it was revenge. Like, maybe the jaguar was like, man, this jaguar whipped my ass. I need one of my friends to have my back. So the guy went to the jaguar exhibit for revenge for the jaguar that Harry whipped already.
Well, what's interesting, Coleman, is the jaguars, there's a fence all the way around where the jaguar is. But outside that fence, there's a waist-high rail.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 or 5 feet away, just to make sure people, they don't want people getting that close to the fence. This guy just stepped over that waist-high rail. He got right next to the fence, and he stuck his hand and his wrist and his arm through the fence.
Yeah.
He's lucky he still has that appendage.
He paid money for that. Like, he went to the zoo. He bought a ticket just to do that. Like, he woke up with that on his mind. Like, I'm gonna go swing at a jaguar today.
What a ding-dong. Zoo officials said they don't plan to pursue criminal charges against the injured man.
Well, yeah, you get your ass whipped by a jaguar, that's punishment enough.
How dumb do you have to be to stick your hand through the fence where there's a jaguar?
This is pretty tame for Florida, though, John, you have to admit.
Well, you know, we do this segment every day on the show at this time, and it never ceases to amaze me how dumb, how stupid, ignoramus some people are. And it never ends. So, jaguar at the Florida Zoo injured a man who climbed a barrier, stuck his hand through a fence, and taunted the animal. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I wonder if there's an underground code in the state of Florida where it's a competition that they have to out-Florida each other.
It's incredible. And whenever you see these stories about the Florida man, the Florida woman, I always say, because I lived there for a few years, I always say that you see that because people from all over the country, they end up there because the weather's nice, cost of living is cheaper than a lot of other places, and the wind blows that way. And so there's a bunch of people who end up down there. They just, obviously not the smartest people from every state, they end up in Florida. Yeah, the dumbest thing I read all morning. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.